The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 1st, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: O Gadadhara, Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your feet, and therefore it appears beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so.
So, in the Chanakya Sloka, there is a very nice verse. Sarvari bhusanam chandra, prithivi bhusanam raja, Naninang Bhusanang Pati Vidya Sarvasya Bhusanam. Everything looks beautiful when one is related with something in very intimate relation. Just like at night, the sky becomes beautiful when there is moon. Everyone can understand. The sky is there. Vast sky at night. But on the full moon night, when the moon is there and the stars are there brilliantly, it looks very nice. Similarly, the state, it looks very nice if there is good government, good king, good president. Then everyone is happy, everything going on nicely. Similarly, Narinang Bhujanang Pati, a girl looks very beautiful. Girls are naturally beautiful, but she looks very beautiful when she has got a husband. Narinang Bhusanang Pati. And Vidya Sarvasya Bhusanam. But if a person, however ugly he may be, if he is learned scholar, that is his beauty. Similarly, there are Kokilanang Saro Rupang, Nari Rupang, Padibhatam, these are there. Similarly, everything will look very beautiful when Krishna is there. When Krishna is there. So, Kunti Devi is thinking that when Krishna will be absent, our this kingdom will not be beautiful. So long Krishna is with us, we Pandavas, our kingdom, Hastinapur, everything beautiful. It is said, Tatpadai Rankita Bhati. Krishna, you are now in our kingdom. You are walking, so by the impression of your footprints, everything is beautiful. There is sufficient supply of food, fruits, water, everything looks beautiful. But when you leave us, then it will not look beautiful. That is being described. Niyam Svabhishyate, Svabhishyate, it will not look beautiful. So it is not only applicable when Krishna was present and Kunti was speaking. It is not that the truth was there. It is always, with the advancement of our civilization, if we cannot bring Krishna in the center, Krishna consciousness, then it will never become beautiful. This is the philosophy. to bring Krishna consciousness, practically, anyone can appreciate that these, you are all boys and girls. When you are outside this Krishna consciousness, just think over, your beauty was there. But at the present moment, because you are in Krishna consciousness, you look very, very beautiful. That's a fact, nobody can deny. You compare with other boys and girls, and the boys and girls here, anyone in your country, they have given you the name bright-faced. Do you know the newspaper? Yes. In Philadelphia, one lady was inquiring, that, are you Americans? Perhaps you know all this. So, actually, your countrymen, those who are sober, they are seeing that how these boys and girls are becoming so nice, jolly, beautiful. Because at the present moment in your country, all young generation, mostly they are confused, hopeless. We see every day. Morose, black faced. Why? Because they're missing the point. There is no aim of life. But these devotees, Krishnites, they look so beautiful. Why? Because Krishna is there. That's all. It is a fact. Any sane man will admit. So, what is fact now? What was fact before, during 5,000 years ago, when Pandavas were there, that Krishna in the center, everything becomes beautiful. That can be done at any time. Krishna is always there. Simply, you have to invite him. My Lord, please come and be in the center. That's all. Everything will be beautiful. The same example sometimes as I give you, that there are zero. Zero has no value. But you bring one by the side of zero, it becomes 10 times beautiful, immediately. So, our point is that you do whatever you are doing, we don't stop you. We never say that stop everything of material. But we have to stop anything which is against Krishna consciousness. Because we do not stop, it doesn't mean that we shall not stop meat eating. We must stop. This is against advancement in Krishna consciousness. You cannot commit sinful activities. Krishna says, Aham pang sarva papibha mukhishami. Krishna says that you surrender unto me and I shall rescue you, make you liberated from all kinds of sinful deeds. Every one of us, life after life, we are committing sinful activities. Knowingly or unknowingly. Knowingly, I may kill one animal, that is sinful, certainly. Even we do it unknowingly, that is also sinful. Just like while we are walking on the street, we are killing so many ants, unknowingly. So, in our ordinary dealings, while cooking, while taking water, while using pestle and mortar for smashing spices, we are killing so many animals. So, unless we remain Krishna conscious, we are liable to be punished for all these unknowingly committing sinful activities. Knowingly, of course, you will be, that's a fact. Unknowingly. Knowingly or unknowingly, just like fire. A child unknowingly touches the fire. Does it mean the fire will excuse the child? No. The nature's law is so strict, so stringent, that there is no question of excuse. In the ordinary law also, ignorance is no excuse for legal obligation. If you go to the court and if you say, "My Lord, I did not know that the result of this action is this, criminal," that is not pleading that you will be excused. So, therefore, Krishna consciousness must be there. If we actually want to be free from the reaction of sinful life that we are doing, knowingly, unknowingly, then Krishna consciousness must be there. Krishna says, "Aham tvam sarva papi bhav mokhishyami." Therefore it is recommended, "Kirtaniya sadahari." Always you have to be engaged in chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama." So that Krishna will save us. Knowingly, we cannot commit any sinful activity. That is one thing. Unknowingly also, we cannot do it. Then we will be liable. Therefore, if you remain in Krishna consciousness, if you always keep Krishna within your mind, then, just like when the sun is there, there cannot be any darkness. Similarly, if you keep Krishna Surya, the Krishna sun, that is our motto in the Back to Godhead, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhaka. Krishna is just like brilliant sunshine, and the Maya, ignorance, is just like darkness. But when or while or where the sun is there, there cannot be any darkness. Similarly, you keep Krishna in consciousness always, there cannot be any ignorance, there cannot be any darkness. You will be walking very freely in bright sunshine of Krishna. Don't try to make Krishna absent. That is Kunti's prayer. My dear Krishna, we are going to Dwarka. This is an example. They are not going. Krishna is not going from the Pandavas. Just like in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, so in this Shastra it is said, "Vrindavanam parityajya na padamekam gacchati." Krishna does not go even one step from Vrindavan. He doesn't go. He is so much attached to Vrindavan. Then we see that Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura. So how is that he went so far away and did not return for many years? No. Krishna actually did not leave Vrindavan. Because since Krishna left Vrindavan, all the inhabitants of Gopi, they are simply thinking of Krishna and crying. That was their business. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Radharani, all the gopis, all the cows, all the calves, all the cowherd boys, their only business was to think of Krishna and cry. Absence. Separation. The Krishna can be felt, Krishna can be present more acutely in separation. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Love Krishna in separation. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation, "Govinda virahiname sunnayitam jagat sarvam Govinda virahiname." You are thinking that everything is vacant without Govinda, without Krishna. So everything is vacant, but Krishna consciousness is there. Krishna consciousness is there. So that is the highest perfection. When we'll see everything is nothing, simply Krishna consciousness is the asset. That is high. That is the gopis. Therefore gopis are so exalted. Not for a single moment they could forget Krishna. Not for a single moment. Krishna was going in the forest with his cows and calves. And gopis at home, they were disturbed in the mind. Oh, Krishna is walking barefooted. There are so many stones and nails. There is pricking Krishna's lotus feet, which is so soft that we think our breast is hard when Krishna puts his lotus feet. Still, he is walking. They are absorbed in this thought. And they are crying. So they are so anxious to see Krishna back home in the evening that they are standing on the way, on the roof. Now Krishna is coming back with this. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna cannot be absent from a devotee when he is too much absorbed in Krishna thought. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. So here Kunti Devi is very much anxious that Krishna will be absent. But the effect will be, when Krishna will be absent physically, he will be more, I will say, accurately present within the mind of the devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is that Vipralamba Seva. By his practical life, he's finding out Krishna. Govinda Birahina me, Sunnayitam Jagat Sadmam, Govinda Birahina me. That verse. Chaksusa Pravishayitam, Chaksusa Pravishayitam, Sunnayitam Jagat Sadmam, Govinda Birahina me. Is crying like torrents of rain coming out of the eyes, and he's feeling everything vacant for want of Krishna, separation, vipralam. So, sambhog and vipralam. There are two stages of meeting Krishna. Sambhog means when he is personally present. That is called sambhog. Personally talking, personally meeting, personally embracing. That is called sambhog. And there is another, vipralamba. The two ways a devotee can be benefited. At the present moment, when we are in this material world, we do not see directly Krishna. We see Krishna. Just like I was explaining in the series. We see Krishna indirectly. Just like if you see the Pacific Ocean, you can remember in Krishna immediately, if you are advanced. How you can remember Krishna? You can think of, that is called meditation, not some rascalism. This is meditation. Now, you can think of the Pacific Ocean. There's such a vast mass of water. And so many big, big waves. I am standing a few yards from it. But I am safe. I am safe. Because I am confident that this ocean, however powerful it may be, however its waves are very fearful, I am sure it will not come up to this. How it is happening? Jashagaya, by the order of Krishna. Krishna has ordered, my dear Pacific Ocean, you may be very big and powerful, but you cannot come beyond this line. You can remember immediately Krishna, God. Oh, God is so powerful that in this Pacific Ocean, is abiding the order, obeying the order of Krishna. In this way you can think of Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. You see the sunrise, immediately you can remember Krishna. If you have read Bhagavad Gita, it is stated there, Prabhasmi Shashi Surjaya. I am the shining of the sun, I am the shining of the moon. So, if you have learned how to see Krishna, you can see in the sunshine Krishna. You have not created the sunshine, you have not created the sun, you so-called scientist. You can talk all jugglery of words only, but it is beyond your capacity to know what is the sun. It is beyond your capacity. You cannot know. But you can know. Shastra Jyonityad Vedanta Sutra says through the Shastra. Just in the Brahma Sangita about the sun, it is stated, Jachakshuri Sasavita Sagala Grahana Raja Samasta Suramurti Asi Sutira Jasagya Brahmati Sang Pritakala Chakru Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami. Now we study this Vedic literature. What is the sun? The sun is described as the eyes of all the planets. Now you think about it, meditate. Yes, it is a fact. Because unless there is sunrise, then you cannot see at night. That's not possible. And what is the sun? Sun is the eyes of the Lord. This is moon is one eye and the sun is one eye. And in the Upanishad it is said, when Krishna sees, then you can see. When Krishna sees. So Krishna is seeing with his eyes the sun, then you can see. This is fact. You cannot see anything if Krishna does not see. So you think about the sun. Then what is the sun? Now, it is the king of all planets. Raja. Raja means king. Samasta Suramurti. And what is the nature? Asesa Teja. Unlimitedly hot. Unlimited. Asesa Teja. Then what is his function? Jasagya Pramati Sangvitakala Chakra. Sun has got its orbit. So God has ordered that you just travel within this orbit. Not here, not there. The scientist says that if sun is moved a little this side, the whole universe will be ablaze. And if it moves this side, the whole universe will be frozen. But by the order of the Supreme, it is neither going even 1/10,000 part of an inch this side or this side. Exactly in the line. Exactly during, in the time, fixed time, at 5:30, it must rise. So there must be some discipline. There must be some obedience. There is some order. In this way, the Shastra says, Jasagya Bhramati Sangvitakala Chakra, by whose order the sun is moving in the orbit, Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami. I worship that original person who is giving direction even to the sun, even to the ocean, even to the moon. Everything is going on under his order. Where is the difficulty to understand God? There is no difficulty. If actually one is sane man, if he has got some brain substance, not stool substance, then he can understand God in every state, every state, every state. Rasoham apsukamantiya prabhasmi shashi surjaya sabdakhe. Everything explained there. Why they speak lies that I have not seen God. Why don't you see God as God directs you to see? Why do you manufacture your own way? You cannot see God by your own way. That is not possible. Then you will remain always blind. That is happening at the present moment. The so-called philosophers and scientists, they are trying to see God in their own way. And it is being supported by Ruskin that you can find out in your own way to see God. That is not possible. You cannot see God in your own way. You have to see God by God's way. Then you can see. It is not possible to see God in your own. What you are? Just like if I want to see President Nixon, can I see in my own way? Then how you can expect to see God in your own way? Is this not rascaldom? I cannot see even an ordinary man in big position in my own way. I have to apply, I have to take the sanction of the secretary, appoint some time, and so on, so on. And I am expecting to see God in my own way. And these rascals are supporting this view that you can see God in your own way. As many ways you can invent, they are all bona fide. This is rascaldom. So, the world is full of rascals and fools. Therefore, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness has become a fake idea. Otherwise, if one wants to see God, as Kunti Devi is requesting, that you remain always there, one can keep God always within his heart. He's always there. Therefore, we have to apply, as it was done by Maharaj Amrit, Savai mana Krishna pada aravindai, vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu varnane. We can use our senses in Krishna consciousness. First thing is that we have to fix up our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then mind is the center of all sensual activities. If your mind is absent, in spite of having your eyes you cannot see, in spite of having your ears you cannot hear. Therefore, mind is considered the 11th sense. There are 10 senses, 5 working and 5 knowledge acquiring. And the mind is the center. So, Indriyani Pararahu, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyabha Paramvana. Krishna is explaining that we take the senses as very prominent. Beyond the senses, there is another superior thing, there is mind. Beyond this mind, there is intelligence. And beyond this intelligence, there is soul. So how they can appreciate existence of soul if they cannot understand the psychological movement of the mind? Behind that mind, there is intelligence. Utmost they can approach to the intellectual platform. But one has to go beyond the intellectual platform to understand what is soul. Or what is God. Otherwise it is not possible. So, everything is there, but we have to understand through the right channel. Therefore Vedic information is tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet samit pani srutriyam brahmanistam. This is Vedic injunction. That if you actually serious about understanding that supernatural, transcendental subject matter, you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Thank you very much.